Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
So I'm gonna put a you somewhere one night. Bishop. And y'all know I got a pretty praise. I've been in church all my life. I can control it. And the weight of glory fell so heavy on me, I started doing what we call a Baptist fit. And, but wait a minute. Before I can think about it, the Lord said, you just gave me a Christmas praise. I said, what in the world is that? He said, you know, on Christmas, the parents pile all of the gifts under the tree. And you open them and you're like, oh, thank you, mama. Oh, thank you, mama. And then after all the gifts gone, they say, go out the door. And there's something out there major with a big red bow on it. And you forget about thank you, mama. And you just go, I want somebody to give God a Christmas praise. Hold on. Wait a minute. Because we've been praising him for the stuff that's under the tree. But God said, I got something outside that you can't even imagine. Somebody ought to give God a Christmas present.
Good evening, Blog Talk family. Good evening. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bring you greetings from the City of Roses, yes, Portland, Oregon, where it is always green and we always experience the four seasons that God created for us. Who wouldn't want to live in a land of plenty? Amen. Yes, Oregon. I'm saying Oregon is a land of plenty. Yes, sir, because you can go to the east and be at the ocean, go to the west and be at the mountains, go to the south, be in the woods, amen, and then just 5 minutes away, you can be in a whole nother state, in the state of Washington. So we honor God tonight for where we are strategically located tonight, and we just praise God for his blessing and his favor that he has bestowed upon us. We want tonight to honor the men and women of God that share this platform with us and that have made it possible for us to be able to come into your homes, ride in your car, sit with you while you at work, wherever you are at. We are honored to be in your presence tonight. And guess what? We're not going to waste your time. So I hope that you have committed this 1 hour to worship with us. Don't be like the disciples that Jesus took up to the mountain and he went up to pray and he told them to pray for me and pray with me. Just give me 1 hour. Don't go to sleep on us because you're going to miss out on a treat tonight. So turn off your TV. I hope you was able to kick off your shoes and put a praise on it. Amen. We thank God for the Butterfields who have shared this time with us. We truly thank God for the work that God has assigned to their hands. They are missionaries that work in advancing the kingdom right there in Atlanta, Georgia. Our sister and our friend, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, amen, co-laboring in the gospel. My sister had the opportunity to talk to her a couple of times this week and just thank God for the friendship, the fellowship, but most of all for being like-minded in the kingdom work. And so I honor Pastor Sherelle, and we honor Archbishop Ruth Smith tonight. We thank God for her covering. Bishop prays for all of us. As leaders and as churches and as individuals. And so I just honor the woman of God that stands in the gap on our behalf. And you trying to figure out why you making it through this coronavirus, it's because the prayers of the righteous have availeth much. And so we just truly honor the men and women of God that we share this platform with on tonight. We don't have any city announcements because, as you know, we have been given an order by our president and by our governors and our mayors. I want to tell you that if you don't appreciate your governor, your mayor, and they're not giving you clear instructions, you need to pray for them. I was able to be on a call and then able to watch our governor and our mayor and our commissioners talk to the city about how we can flatten the curve of the spread of this epidemic. And it's just by staying home and being healthy. And so I want to encourage us. I've been challenging people for the last, I don't know, I lost count of the days. I've been really journaling since we've been home so that I don't forget what day it is and what I did yesterday. Amen. And so I've been challenging people. The word of God tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, it says, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Pastor Black, what are you saying tonight? I'm saying that because our president and our governor and our mayor has given us the mandate to stay home, the Bible says to obey them that have rule over you. And we have to obey those that are of the government officials. We obey the law. When the light turns red, you stop. When the light turns yellow, you slow down. When the speed limit says 70, you go 70. You don't go 100. So you obey that law. So you need to also obey the mandate that has been given to us. Stay home and stay healthy. There's no reason to be out. You're not super saved because you gathered today, and you're not super with the lack of faith because you didn't. God honors his word, and he honors our obedience. And so I just wanted to put that out there before we go into prayer, before we make our announcement, because I do want to share with us tonight. Just in case some of us are not really sure of who are the most vulnerable, we want to be mindful. There are a group of people that are at a higher risk for being carriers or catching the coronavirus. That's people age 65 and older, people who are living in nursing homes or long care facilities, people with chronic lung disease or moderate to severe asthma, people who have heart disease, people who have uncompromised immune systems and they're going through cancer treatment. So we also want to be careful, women that are pregnant and people that are already sick. If you have a cold or you have a flu, you want to stay in the house. And if you have to go out, I think what they're saying to us, if you need to go to the grocery store to get groceries, that's fine. If you need to go to the bank, that's fine. But go and use precautions. Put on some gloves. Put on a mask. Take your hand sanitizer with you. We want to be safe. Amen. We want to be safe. We want to do things wise. We want to do things the way that we are supposed to. And I got that information tonight from the CDC.gov. So if you have internet access, you can go to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and read up on it. Get the facts. Don't start spreading fear, but get the facts. Amen. The Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And so I just want to encourage you tonight that there are things that we can do to help flatten this curve. We're also tonight, we're going to pray that God eradicate this disease. Amen. We want him to eradicate. I was listening to my friend, my brother, my pastor, my mentor, Pastor Matt Hennessy, pray last night, and that word just rung out so in my spirit. I had to quickly go to the dictionary so that I could get the full meaning of what the word eradicate means. It means to destroy completely. Amen. And so that's going to be our prayer tonight. I want you to call or text somebody or tell somebody, get on the line, because we are in store for a good treat tonight. I also want to share with you by way of announcement, we need to be eating food that will boost our immune system. Amen. We want to take care of ourselves. The Bible says in the book of James, he says, I think it's 1 John, I'm sorry. He says, beloved, above all, I want you to prosper and be in good health. And there are some things that we can eat that would help boost our immune system. You can do garlic, sprouting, broccoli. Don't cook the broccoli all the way. Eat it kind of raw a little bit. Turmeric, spinach, oysters, almonds, yogurt, ginger, green tea, sunflower seeds, papaya, oranges, mushrooms, carrots, peanut butter, eggs, blueberry, and for my chocolate lovers, dark chocolate. Amen. So you can also Google foods that boost my immune system. To pull up. So when you get ready to go to the grocery store, make a list, put some of this on your list so that you can help take care of yourself. If you're like me, I'm not much of a cooker, so I have been experimenting in the kitchen. And so I've got a grocery list, amen, and it's not some canned goods, amen, and some frozen dinners, amen, praise the Lord. Somebody should say hallelujah. Our pastor's going to be cooking, amen, because I'm trying to make sure I boost my immune system and not eat up all the cookies and the donuts. Amen. Also want to encourage you to exercise. Yes. You know, it's stress eating is bad for us, and we eat and we gain weight, but you've got to exercise. If you have YouTube, you can go to low impact aerobics, cardio exercises. There's exercises that you can do in the chair. There's exercises you can do right in the living room in front of your TV or the bedroom. So there's no excuse for us not to exercise. And I think that the rule is at least you need to move 30 minutes a day. So let's build some good habits of taking care of ourselves while we're in the house. You can go outside, you can walk the block and get round, amen, and get physically fat and can't do the work for the kingdom. So let's take care of ourselves. Let's drink plenty of water, and let's take naps, amen. Turn the TV off, turn the cell phone off, and take a nap. Nobody should have bags under their eyes when we come out of this. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I just want to encourage you tonight to take care of your health, help take care of the elderly. Amen. And then take care of the babies. Amen. We just want to take care of each other, and we want to be kind to each other during this time. Be patient with each other. And we will see the blessings of the Lord come to pass. So those are our announcements for tonight. I hope I've said something that has helped you, that will help you with what you got going on right now. If you need to reach out to me, say, Pastor, I didn't get all of that.
You can email me at gsfmbc@yahoo.com, and I'll be glad to share that information with you. Tonight, we talked about foods that boost our immune system, and we talked about people that are the most vulnerable with this and how we can flatten the spread of this disease by staying home, taking care of ourselves. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and I hope and pray that you have been enjoying the Lord in your time. I hope you just haven't been watching CNN, MSNBC. I hope you're spending some time, you know, reading your word, praying, and singing songs of hymns with family members, and then reaching out. I've made it a point every day to either call or text somebody in my contact list that I haven't talked to in a while. And tonight we are going to be blessed. I reached out to my sister girl, my friend. I just love her so much. It's amazing when you can meet people, and the first time you meet them, it's like you've been knowing each other forever. I called my sister yesterday, and I was laughing and talking to her, and it dawned on me that it's Fourth Sunday, and I have not really been preaching. I've been praying and teaching a little bit because I am still dealing with the cough, and God is healing. God is delivering. And I said, do you want to share with us, with the Blog Talk family? And she said, yes. So y'all in store for a treat. So tonight we're going to pray. And then after we pray, I'm going to bring on the line a recording artist that lives in Dallas, Texas. And if you were here in Portland, she's been here as our guest at Greater St. Stephen's twice. Since we've had the opportunity to meet her, she came a couple of years ago for our 25th church anniversary, and she messed us up. And then she came again for the Woman You Can't Come Down Women's Conference and began to sing and minister unto the Lord. And it was then that I realized that anointed vessel was just not anointed to sing, but that woman of God has a word in her belly. You know, I always say you don't know whose deliverance is locked up in your loins. And so tonight, I hope and pray that you get ready to receive a word from the Lord on tonight. She's going to come in her own way. She is a psalmist. She is lives in Dallas, Texas, and her name is Minister Carolyn Traylor. I had a request, sister, before I bring you on. When I sent out the text message telling people to call in at 8 o'clock, they was like, oh, I hope she's seeing there's a story behind my praise. I said, I hope so, too. Amen. So we're going to pray tonight, and after prayer, the next voice that you will hear will be that of my friend, my sister, the anointed woman of God, Minister Carolyn Traylor. So please join me in prayer tonight. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And first, Father God, we want to say how much we love you. We love you, Father, with an unconditional love. We love you, O God, because you first loved us. Father, we love you today because we realize that if it had not been for you who was on our side, it's by the grace of God we are in our right minds. We have activities of our limbs. God, we have sense enough to realize that the world is in a mess and that we need Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight for being our healer, for being our deliverer. God, we call you holy. We call you awesome and amazing. God, you are our provider. You provide us with our daily needs. God, we're just so thankful tonight. We're so grateful tonight, Father, with our hands lifted up and our mouth filled with praise, with a song of thanksgiving, we will praise your name, O God. We will sing a new song unto you, O Lord, for the marvelous things that you have done. Father, we don't know what's going on, God, but we do know that you know the plans that you think towards us, thoughts that are good and not evil, to bring us to an expected end. We don't know what's really going on, but we can declare and decree no weapon formed against. Father God, we just come before you tonight, Lord God. Humbly we come before your throne of grace. Your word says that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, and turn from their wicked ways, you promised you would hear from heaven. You promised you would heal the land. So, God, tonight, America stands in need of healing. The world stands in need of healing. Father God, you are a mighty God, and we thank you, Father, that 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but none will come near us. God, we thank you because you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Heavenly Father, tonight we pray for the president of these United States of America and all the executive branch of this nation and all the members of Congress of this nation, all the leadership of the local, state, regional, and federal agencies, commissioners, and governments of this nation. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you would guide them, that you would direct them, God, that you would lead them, Father, as they lead this nation in every way. Father, we thank you for your protective hand that has shielded our nation. God, this really could be really worse than what it is. But God, you have protected us. And so we, God, we pray tonight and we ask that you would hear our prayer, hear our request. On behalf of this nation, pray in your son Jesus' name for divine protection over your people, according to John 16:23. We're asking, Father God, that the nation, Father, be saved from harm's way. Provide protection, oh God, from the plan of destruction that has been plotted against us. We pray tonight, Father, that you would eradicate the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, over our door gates, over our window gates, God. We plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Father, we ask, God, that you, Lord God, will help us be obedient to your word and help us be obedient to the mandate that has been given by our president. Help us, Father, like Dr. Tony Evans said, he encouraged us to be responsibly concerned. He told us to be concerned and don't worry. So help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we realize that you are in the midst of us, according to Zephaniah 3:17. Father, tonight I ask that you would heal us emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I realize that somebody is fighting for their sobriety tonight. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would keep them in perfect peace. God, I pray that you would, God, protect all of the doctors and all of the nurses and all of the first responders. They're out trying to save us. Be well. I ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would protect them, Lord God. Shield them, cover them, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them as they do the work of science. Father, we don't trust in man. Our trust is in you. You are the creator of everything. You gave them the mind to create the science. You gave them the mind to experiment. God, give them what they need now. Eradicate this disease. Father, we thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over every state now. I pray that the people of God would rise up and worship you and begin to show real love and be kind to one another. Father God, you are our refuge. You are our strength. You are the conqueror, and you give us the victory. And so tonight, Father God, we triumph. We shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the things that you have in store for us. God, you're going to raise up a generation. You're going to raise up a nation of people that are going to be able to testify how they persevered, how they made it over. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you tonight. Touch us, Father, in our physical bodies. Help us to elevate our minds that we don't get discouraged and that we don't be like those that have no hope. Father, I pray for those that are homeless tonight. We realize that some folks just can't wrap their mind around being in a building, sleeping in a bed. For some folks, it's just okay to sleep out on the street. We understand that their minds, that they're dealing with something mentally in their mind. And God, I pray that you protect them. We ask, Father God, that you would help us, Father, to be brave and to be courageous and to have faith that you are going to bring us through this. And we're not going to wait till it's over to put a praise on it. Tonight, we put a praise on it. Tonight, we put a praise on it. Tonight, we put a praise on it. So, Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity to come before you to pray tonight. I pray that you bless the leaders, not just our government officials, but every pastor, every pastor. No one has ever pastored at a time such as this. That you would give us wisdom like you gave Solomon, that we may lead the people of God the way that you want us to lead them, and that's by obeying your word. So, Father God, I just thank you for this time of prayer. I thank you, Father, for the word that we are about to receive tonight. I pray that you would bless Sister Carolyn tonight, Father. I pray, God, that you would just shower down on her right now. I pray that you would just penetrate her heart and mind, that she may speak what thus saith the Lord, that she may sing and minister to your people tonight to encourage us, to help us realize that you are our hope and you are our peace. And it is in you we find rest. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God and amen. Good evening, my sister Carolyn Traylor. Good evening.
Good evening, my sister. How are you?
I'm blessed in the Lord. Amen. And I am just so excited that you are here with us on tonight to share with our listeners. I want you to know that we have folks that are right there in Texas with you. They're in San Antonio. There's some folks in Dallas. There's some folks in Georgia. There are some folks over in Kenya and Portland and Washington that have called in for the blog talk tonight. And I thank God for each caller tonight. And I'm going to get off the call now because I'm ready to hear what God has and just downloaded in you tonight.
I am so glad to talk to you. I have been so blessed by the prayer, by the information. Thank you so very much. Thank you for checking on me on yesterday, which is how this came about. So thank you so very much.
Amen.
I don't have music, to There's a Story, and I hope y'all okay with that. So I'm just going to go ahead and sing it. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Just whatever the Lord needs you to sing, just sing.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. There's a story behind my praise. That's why my hands I'll continue to raise. I'm gonna praise him for the rest of my days. Oh, they live a story behind my praise. I know somebody on the line got a story. There's a story behind my praise. That's why my hands, that's why my hands I'll continue to raise. I'm gonna praise for the rest of my days. Ooh, they will story behind my praise. If you see me crying, oh, that's a story how he's been God for me in all of his glory. Yeah. If you see me shouting, oh, don't you be amazed. I just realized when and where I got saved. If you see me running, oh, don't you think it's strange. My whole life, he rearranged. There is a story behind my praise. Oh, there is a story. You don't know the story, but there is a story behind my praise. Oh, there is a story behind my praise. Yeah. Oh, there is a story, that story. And I finally figured out what my story was. Yeah. It could have been me. Outdoors, I didn't have to have no food. I didn't have to have no clothes. All alone, without a friend, just another number with a tragic end. Oh, but you didn't see fit to let none of those things be God. Every day, you keep on blessing me. Wherever I am, I got to lift my hands and say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done, for all you've done, for all you've done, for all you've done, for all you've done. Oh, for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all would, I'm going to be coming from, I just want to say thank you to everybody on the line, and I'll be coming from for a minute from Isaiah 43 and 2. And it reads like this. It says, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Now, if you notice, he said when, not if, thou passest through the water, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when, not if, thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I've got to be honest with you. I really wish the Lord had a said if, because if he had a said if, then I could have at least breathed. But you know, when he said that the floods are going to come, the fire is going to come, get ready. But he says, even though you're going to go through it, I'll be with you. So at first, like I do, I begin to try to weigh it out in my mind. And then I added, but I added 43 and 5a, which reads, fear not, for I am with thee. And so that settles some things for me, because although he told us not to worry, I'm with you. I believe it, but somehow between, I believe that he meant what he said, but I'm just saying somewhere between verses 2 and 5, he sensed that fear had crept back up. So he was kind enough. He was loving enough. He was sweet enough to circle back and say, don't be scared, because I am with you. And let me begin by telling you that this scripture was written by Prophet Isaiah, who foresaw some hard trials of God. And so the words of verse 2 were a part of a message sent to comfort them as he prepared them for the ordeal that they were about to go through. Now, what a loving God we have. God is about to allow them to be punished for their disobedience for serving idol gods. And he comforts them ahead of time. He's so good. He reassures them that they will have the best company in the worst place of their life, because he said, I will be with you. You're going to have good company in a bad place. So Isaiah is just here in chapter 43 acting as God's insurance agent, because if you really look at Isaiah 43 and 2, it reads like insurance policy. All he was trying to tell them, well, you're in good hands. Now, immediately when this came to mind, I thought of the Allstate commercial. Y'all know their slogan says, you're in good hands with Allstate. Well, the question they ask you at the end of every commercial are you in good hands? That's what I want to ask you today with this coronavirus. Are you in good hands? Well, my answer to that is the same as my thought for you today. So we can't touch each other, but think of somebody while you say these words. You just say, Sister Taylor's going to preach for a little while from the thought, I ain't scared because I'm covered. Let's pray. God, we love you and we thank you, and we ask that we walk away with something better than what we had when we came into the room. In Jesus' name, amen. When I thought about my topic, I went to Mark 5. And so if you allow me to take another verse, I went to Mark 5, verse 24, about the woman with the issue of blood. Very familiar passage. And this story is found in three of the four Gospels. And Jesus is on his way to a synagogue leader's house to heal his dying daughter. And so when an unnamed woman causes an interruption in his progress. See, some of us are too mellow and too mundane, but every once in a while, we ought to be willing to cause some interruptions. So, what do we know about this woman? The first thing we know about this woman is she had a bleeding condition. We all know that for 12 years. Secondly, she had spent all her money going from doctor to doctor and nothing helped. In fact, in Mark 5 and 25 and 26, we find that her issue had only gotten worse. Now, this is how Uncovered came about. If there was anybody that ever needed insurance, it was this woman. Today, we are privileged to have insurance on anything and everything. We have it on cars, on houses, content, on motorcycles. We have it on telephones. But sometimes we take it, have an insurance for granted. So during this present time that we're going through today, we're finding that insurance is definitely needed, right? So can you imagine being broke,
sick with an issue of blood for 12 years, getting worse by the minute, and to make it go from bad to worse, you don't have insurance. Not only did she not have insurance, the Jewish law considered her ceremonially unclean, which meant she would not be permitted to enter the temple for Jewish religious ceremonies according to the law, and anything or anyone she touched became unclean. So imagine that. She was sick, she was broken, and she couldn't even go to church. Come on, somebody. So some of us are well, got money, and still won't go. So this money, this woman was not only contagious, but I found her to be courageous. Being courageous means doing some stuff scared and alone. Being courageous means doing some stuff that nobody else wants to do. Courageous people go when they don't feel good. I'm sure this woman's body was telling her not to go. She was losing blood, and she had a long way to go. Well, needless to say, I learned a few things from this lady. Number one, she listened in. We all know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so I'm sure she was, you know, she was by herself. She was on lockdown. And so she was by herself, but she had heard people talking about it. I don't know if she was in the doctor's office when she heard it, but she was by herself most of the time. So I can picture her discussing her diagnosis with herself. And understand, she couldn't talk to nobody else. She was unclean. She couldn't be around people. So that means she took chances when she went out. Do that sound familiar to anybody? Now, I don't know if she had any friends before this situation came up, because they don't talk about that in the Bible, but can you imagine how the doctor's office was cleared out when she came in? Now, I don't know what color she was, but if you allow me to use my imagination, just that just happens to be housed in a black body, I probably walked to the window a few times and say, where are my so-called friends? Ain't nobody cashed out me. Oh, I can feel y'all laughing, but you got to admit that there have been times that you've gone through and it just seemed like you couldn't find nobody. But I hear her warring within herself, saying stuff like, ain't nobody loaned me no donkey to go to the doctor. I'm not supposed to go out, but I've got to get to the doctor. And then you can hear her say, oh, sorry, doctors, they can't figure nothing. I'm just getting sick and sick. Y'all know how we do when we get on the road. So I'm sure she had a pretty heated dialogue with herself, but I'm so glad that she listened in. And so she heard and she pondered over it to the point that faith grew in her. And this is why we have to share the good news with others. And so if you speak for this woman with her issue, I would say that she is glad that somebody was telling her and she heard. So maybe you are wondering what would make a woman this sick risk everything to go out. It looks like she was at the end of a rope, but she decided that she would try out this Jesus that everybody was talking about. So she spoke like a woman with assurance. So you don't need insurance so much when you've got assurance. What is assurance? Assurance is I know God will. Not only did she listen in, but she believed in. Belief in something will make you forget your current situation. She was covered. And she was covered to the point she said, if I die, let me die, but I'm in the army of the Lord. You see where I'm going with this? If you're going to really take advantage of your insurance policy, you have to believe in the words of the scripture. What did it say? When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. So not only did she listen in, and not only did she believe in, but she pressed in. See, people of God, I would say she left doubt at the house. Why? Because doubt is like that friend that you have that always tell you that it can't be done. The Bible says she got in the press. This means that there were people all around her. Some were probably egging her on, and some were probably trying to push her back. But in spite of the opposition, she kept pressing. What am I saying? We must let the word that we believe in prevail. So after she devised the plan, she wasn't going to let anybody stop her. The fact that she was in the crowd pressing toward Jesus means that every person that bumped into her is now unclean too. But after suffering for 12 long years, she came up behind him and touched his garment. I love that. That sounds very respectful for me, to me, because she knew she was unclean. And she bumped all of the other people, but rather than touch Jesus, she touched something that was touching him. The fact that I touched everybody else, I can't worry about that right now. Because if my theory is correct, y'all already here in the prayer line, just add that to the list. I'm almost
sound mind now, and I can see clearly now. I got 20/20 vision now. I've got mine, and I believe you can get yours. And so as soon as a woman touches woman, her blood dried up. Come on, we got to believe, people of God. We got to believe. As soon as she touched him, as soon as she really believed, as soon as she pressed in, it stopped, and she knew she'd be healed. And Jesus did in 1 second what the doctors couldn't do in 12 years. And so when she touched the border, the edge, the perimeter of the skirt, she cashed in on her policy. She signed her policy with her faith. She had heard the people talking about him. So the devil don't want us to figure out that we, because if we ever figure out that we covered, State Farm may answer some questions for a lot of people. But when you are a member, when you have a policy number, they spring into action because you're on the roll. And we should all have this insurance policy. Let me tell you, the policy number is F-A-I-T-H. She was made whole, not well. She was made whole, which tells me that everything that she lost, she got back double. I dare you to tell somebody double indemnity. She was covered in blood. Now she was covered by the blood. What can this woman teach us today? Say we signed the policy. As we believe, we paid the premium. Because there's a day coming when we're going to need to cash it out. Came by to tell somebody today that because you are going through, but because you got a policy, God will be there for you. You are a card-carrying member. There's 3 more card-carrying members that I can call on: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He'll go in the fire with you. Another card-carrying member is Moses. I worked in insurance for a little while, and I remember something called a floater policy. Moses, I believe, had a floater policy. I believe we have one, too. We're in the water with alligators, all dangerous things, but God has allowed us to float on. Our jobs may not be there anymore, but if you trust it, he will allow you to float on. You are covered, saints. You are covered. And everything is not in the policy. And when it's not in the policy, there is an added addendum. One of them. Found in Psalms 34:19, it kicks in. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. You are covered. You did not lose. You did not lose. God just maybe telling you it's time to make a move. He's already taken all of your breakdowns and gave you a breakthrough. You ought to be the first one to know you did not. You did not lose. I know that sometimes a loss looks, a win looks like a loss, but you did not lose. God just may be telling you it's time to make that move. He's already taken all of your breakdowns and gave you a breakthrough. You ought to be the first to know.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I am scared because I'm covered. Amen. Truly, 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 we have received a word from the Lord on tonight. Sister, I love you so much, so much. I appreciate you sharing your gift with the body of Christ tonight, encouraging us and giving us something to fight this good fight of faith with tonight. Yes, ma'am, we are in good hands and we are covered. So thank you for reminding us of that tonight. I truly hope and pray, Blog Talk family, that you received a word from the Lord. I hope you was taking notes so that when you you need to figure out how to be like that woman with the issue of blood, you'll listen in, you'll believe, and you'll press in and know that Jesus already paid it all, and it's your faith, that your belief is your premium payment. So I hope and pray that you took good note and that you can go back over this and find hope and courage to persevere and to endure. Sister Carolyn, thank you so much for
you
singing out of your heart and then preaching out of your heart, just blessing us on tonight. To the Blog Talk tonight, thank you for spending this hour with us. It was well worth it. Amen. A deposit has been deposited inside of you tonight that will help you press on. Until when? Until Sunday night at 8 o'clock, call back and be with us on the Blog Talk Radio, the Light of Portland broadcast. On behalf of myself and Pastor Sherelle Pennington, I want to say to you, thank you so much for being a listener. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. And we pray that you would be blessed, that you would be safe, that you would be healthy. We want you to know that we love you. And there's nothing that you can do about it. And until we meet again, may the peace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us, hence now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Thank you so much for calling in to the Light of Portland broadcast.